Well, this weekend on your Weekend Pulse, we welcome a new Pulse editor, and her name is Jackie Devine. Jackie, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's great being here.
And congratulations on your new job. We begin with a busy week, as is often the case for the Pulse section in the Thursday Las Cruces Sun News. And we start with some good exercise. Lots of people shop on Black Friday, but you have a Black Friday bike ride.
Yes, so this Friday, November 23rd, there's going to be a Black Friday bike ride. Sign-in begins at 8 a.m. The actual event starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, and this is, I see, at the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Yes, so you could register on-site at the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine. That's on 3501 Arrowhead Drive. The actual trails are along the base of the Oregon Mountains, which is 32 miles, or you can take a relaxing 2 or 3 or even 5 mile family bicycle ride around the NMSU campus.
Sounds like a lot of fun and probably easier on the pocketbook than going to all the stores tomorrow on the Friday, rather today. Let's move on to the next event. We have downtown the Swing on the Plaza.
Yes, so Swing on the Plaza, that's going to be happening Tuesday, November 27th at 7 p.m. at the Plaza de Las Cruces. And what that is, it's open to all ages. You don't have to know how to swing dance because there will be beginner's lessons at the start of every event. The 1 hour lesson will teach you all the basics of the jitterbug, and they'll have you swinging in no time at all.
Oh my gosh, maybe I'll get my wife to go out there.
And it's free, by the way.
It's free. Good price. I like that. All right, we also have something coming up on Wednesday. Normally we talk about things just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we actually have a Wednesday event. So you can get ready for this. It's called Artrageous Classes.
Yes, yeah, so what that is, that's going to be happening on Wednesday, as you said, at 2 p.m. at the Doña Ana Arts Council on 1740 Calle de Mercado, Suites B and D. And what that is, it's going to be an art class, which is being taught by Sally Quillen, and she will teach you how to paint poinsettias using watercolor. So that's going to be a fun festive event right before the Christmas holidays coming up. For more information, you could visit daarts.org. That's daarts.org/artrageous-classes for more info. And that is going to be $30 if you guys are interested in that.
Okay. We move on to a little drive going out toward Alamogordo. And it is the Sunset Stroll at the White Sands National Monument.
Yes, so later on that day, if you guys are looking for something else to do, you could head on over to White Sands National Monument. Well, they'll be having a sunset stroll, which is a recurring event. And what that is, if you guys don't know, it's a ranger-guided stroll through the gypsum sand at the White Sands National Monument. It's a great opportunity to experience dunes, and you can learn about geology, plants, and animals. As an added bonus, the stroll is timed to end at the sunset, so it's a great opportunity for everyone to take beautiful photos, and that's going to be starting at 4 p.m.
Fantastic. I've lived here 10 years, and I haven't done the full moon yet at White Sands National Monument. Have you done that yet?
I have. It's so beautiful. It's just as beautiful in the daytime.
I can't wait to do that sometime. I was just out there with some guests who were in town just for a picnic, and that's what we talked about. We got to come for the full moon. All right. Finally, it sounds like there's an extension for a big event in Las Cruces.
Yes, so if you guys haven't heard, the Prado in Las Cruces is a free exhibit on display right now in downtown Las Cruces, at the Plaza de Las Cruces, to be exact. That opened in September, and more than 17,000 people have visited so far, according to the city. So it will be open. The last day for that is going to be November 28th, and that's going to be displaying over 92 beautiful masterpieces from the Prado Museum from the Spanish Royal Collection. So again, the last day for that is November 28th. That's going to be be running now until November 28th, I should say.
Great, great. Can't wait to see that in a little bit more detail. Jackie Devine is the Pulse Editor with the Las Cruces Sun News. Jackie, thanks for being here and welcome.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to doing a lot more of these.